Welcome to this episode of Coffee Connect, a podcast about stories and how they transform as we live and witness of Jesus Christ. My name is Linda Booth. I've seen a lot of transformation in people's lives and heard a lot of people tell their transformation experiences over the years as I've served as a Community of Christ apostle, new life in Jesus Christ, resurrection. And I tell a lot of stories when I preach. I believe the blending of scripture stories can transcend time and space and take residence in the hearer's mind and continue to impact people's lives. I want to tell you a personal story about a scripture story that came alive for me in my own life. About 10 years ago, in preparing an Easter sermon, I read John, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18, each morning and evening for several weeks. Intentionally dwelling in the Word caused me to experience the story of Mary Magdalene's journey to the tomb on Easter morning in a personal, real way. On the Saturday before Easter, I woke up with tears in my eyes as I relived Mary's walk to the tomb. All that day, as I cooked, baked, and cleaned in preparation for family coming after the service for an Easter celebration, I thought about Mary and her tears. I realized that nothing had turned out how she thought it would. When the Romans arrested Jesus, she thought he'd be rescued and released. When he went to trial, she thought he would be rescued and found not guilty. When he was nailed to the cross, she thought that God would rescue Jesus and save him from death, but there was no rescue. And so she walked to the tomb, crying, perhaps even sobbing. Her eyes were filled with tears when the two angels asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she cried out, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Through her tears, she saw a man whom she thought was the gardener. And he asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" And she told him she was searching for Jesus's body, and she pleaded with him to tell her where the body was so she could return it to the tomb. And Jesus simply said her name, Mary. She turned and finally saw through her tears that Jesus was alive, standing right there before her. Mary had been hoping and praying for a rescue. Instead, God gave her and all of creation something far greater and transformative, resurrection. All during that day, I thought about the many times in my life when I had prayed for God to rescue me or someone I loved. And then I thought about all those times when God hadn't given a rescue, but instead the gift of resurrection, new hope, new ideas, new beginnings, new understandings, new life. Over the evening meal, I excitedly shared with my husband, Doug, the experience of that day and how I was going to incorporate our human desire for rescue and the divine gift of resurrection into my Easter sermon the next morning. And as I chattered away, I realized Doug hadn't heard a word I said. It wasn't because he was ignoring me. It was because his blood sugars had plummeted. Doug has been an insulin-dependent diabetic since he was 26. He is a brittle diabetic, meaning his blood sugars can drop suddenly. His brain shuts down, and when it does, he can fall into a coma, which he was doing in that moment. I rushed to the refrigerator to retrieve orange juice, something I had done many times before to bring up his blood sugars. But this time, I couldn't get him to drink. He put his head back against the rungs of the dining room chair. He closed his eyes and he clenched his teeth. His breathing became erratic and labored. Perspiration ran down his face and saturated his shirt, pants, and the chair cushion. Grabbing my cell phone, I stood by his side as I dialed 911. I explained the situation to the woman who answered the emergency call. She told me to stay on the line in case Doug stopped breathing so she could guide me on what to do. As I stood beside the man that I loved, I began to pray for God to rescue him, to bring him back to me. In that moment, Mary's journey and experience filled my soul and changed my prayer. I knew God would bless us with resurrection in this life and the next. I knew that if Doug had died that evening, he had the promise of resurrection, and so did I and our family. I can testify that when we dwell in God's word can infuse our lives with life-changing understandings. When the gospel story and a person's story merge, the words that are spoken on Sunday morning can take on different meaning. God with us is felt tangibly and realistically experienced. The Holy Spirit makes us vulnerable to God's grace.